Chapter 25. Joseph roused Duddy, Roof and Fatch for the dog watch in the 2 hours before dawn. Roof yawned and stretched mightily, saying,
Looks like we've been bobbing up and down in the same place all night to me.
Fatch cast a weighted line over the side, noting its progress.
No, mate, we've been moving all right, only slow but steady.
Duddy sniffed the still air appreciatively.
Wood burning in the galley. Soon be breakfast time. I'm fair starved, and that's a fact.
They had not long to wait. Finbar appeared with a tray.
Some early victuals for me gallant watch beasts. Come on, mates, there's a bowl of odd vegetable soup apiece and some fresh baked bread. Tuck in!
While they ate, Finbar's keen eyes spotted the telltale signs to the east in the early dawn light.
There it is. Land ho, buckos.
Duddy ran to the rail, bowl in paw.
Land? Where? I can't see anything.
The sea otter chided him merrily.
That's because you're a cellar rug from an abbey. We'll make a sailor of you yet, young Quill. Ahoy, Fatch! You're a water beast. Show Duddy the landfall.
The Gowsome Shrew pointed with a fresh bread crust.
East. See that bundle of grey cloud, matey? Well, it ain't cloud. That's land, though it don't look like much.
Finbar climbed into the rigging for a better view.
Ah, you're right. All rock and cliff. But any old port'll do for rudderless ducks like us. Roofy, rouse all paws. We'll set sail for any breeze to carry us to it.
Under Finbar Galedeep's skilful navigation, Pearl Queen hove alongside the high grim rocks in bright morning sunlight. Logalog stared up at the grey forbidding cliffs, saying,
No place we can berth around here, Finn.
The sea otter took up a boarding pike.
That's a fact. Come on, crew, get pikes and spars. We'll push around these rocks until we find a landing.
Striving and sweating under the eye of the hot morning sun, the crew pushed at the rock face with pikes and spars. It was high noon when they found a landfall on the island. A rocky cove opening out into a forest-fringed beach, the high cliffs rearing either side of the entrance. It gave Pearl Queen scant leeway. Finbar winced as the vessel scraped through the opening, with barely a splinter to spare. He called out orders to guide them through.
Joseph, Duddy, Rosie, good rope fenders on his sides to protect her. You aloft, turn those mast spars sideways or they'll be smashed. Fatch, sound the depth with a lead.
Roof had the best view of the incoming shore from his perch in the bows, and he could not believe his eyes.
Ships! Look, there's ships in here, Finbar!
And ships there were, but none of them in any fit state to sail on the sea. They were all wrecks. Finbar cast an experienced eye over the hulks that littered the shoreline, where beach met cliff on both sides.
Ah, that's a sad sight, messmates. That in there is a merchant ship. The other side of it looks like a sea rat galley. And look at that, an old otter fishing smack. 'Tis long season since I clapped eyes on one of those.